This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Wisconsin State Senator Glenn Grothman, represents his state's 20th Senate district, and he's been very involved in the debates surrounding the budget crisis in Wisconsin, as well as the major debate, of course, that we've been chronicling over the future of collective bargaining for public sector employees. Over the last couple of days, of course, the Republicans in the Senate have split that measure away from the fiscal issues, and the collective bargaining bill has now been signed into law by Governor Walker. And Senator, thank you so much for being with us.
Glad to be on the show.
You and I have talked, obviously, a couple of times over the past few weeks on this. So at what point did Senate Republicans decide to sever the collective bargaining aspect of the legislation from the budget cuts?
This week, it's something we could have done all along. We didn't want to do it. But finally this week, we reached the conclusion that the Democrats were not coming back from Illinois, so we would have no choice.
What gave you that indication? I know at one point the Senate Democratic leader said that he didn't want to negotiate any further. Was that the last straw?
It's not exactly that he said that. There were several times where we were allowed to believe the Democrats would be coming back, and they didn't show up. And eventually you had to reach the conclusion that they weren't really bargaining in good faith. They really had no intention of ever reaching a conclusion.
And so what was the process from there to get it severed get it through the legislature?
I believe the decision was not made until either the day before or the day of the vote not to go ahead with this measure. As a matter of fact, we were hopeful even the day of the vote that one of the Democrats would come back, and they didn't. So it was then we decided to go ahead and split the question.
Oh, was this with the blessing of the governor? I know he had been
doing
most of the...
Absolutely. The governor met with us privately and encouraged us to do this. There's no question that Governor Walker wanted to split the question.
The process then, there was a conference committee, as I understand it, between the two chambers, and then each chamber went from there?
Correct. Each chamber voted after the decision was made. The Senate went first and voted on Wednesday. The Assembly went second and voted on Thursday.
In terms of other debt-fighting measures that you're dealing with, you still have the fiscal questions out there since the Democrats haven't returned yet. How do you expect the rest of this to play out?
Well, now we're going into the general budget, and it's going to be a difficult budget. The Republicans are going to have to do what they can to straighten out the state, and we're going to have to do it at a time when we're all facing a recall election. And it's very difficult when you're facing a recall election because normally this is not campaign mode. Furthermore, we're dealing with a lot of angry public employees as well as money coming in from out-of-state sources that is going to come after us. So it's going to be a very difficult time in the next two or three months for Republicans in Wisconsin, and hopefully the people of Wisconsin are prepared to live with a balanced budget. It's been a long time since we've had a governor that will say no, like Governor Walker has said no. He wanted to say no, he did say no, and now we'll see whether the public is with him.
Are all of you being targeted for recall?
Anybody they can. In Wisconsin, you cannot recall someone a year after their election. I am a state senator with a four-year term, so I personally am being recalled, and I'm going to have to look for as much support as I can.
And how long will this play out? When do they hope to do this?
Well, the recall signatures could happen any time in the next 2 months. My guess would be the recall elections would begin sometime in June or July.
What's the sense of your district from what you've heard from your constituents? I'm sure you've heard
a lot.
We
have a lot of very emotional people on both sides. And when you have that many screaming on both sides, it's hard to tell where the public is until election day.
What's going to be the sense of whether or not what you've done in the last few weeks here was the right thing to do? What will you be looking at on the balance sheet in terms of the Wisconsin state economy? What's going to be the telltale sign that this was or was not a good idea?
Well, my guess would be a year or 2 years from now, when we're done with the mini budget and the budget, Wisconsin's business ranking will have improved nationwide, our tax ranking will have dropped, and our economy will have turned around, or to a certain extent turned around, which would be an indication that Governor Walker did the right thing.
And the governor, even before all this, was talking about really opening Wisconsin again for business. What are the other keys to that?
Well, we had to improve Wisconsin's tort climate and Wisconsin's business tax climate, as well as Wisconsin's regulatory environment. We are going to be working on all of those things.
A lot of people saw Wisconsin as the tipping point. If Walker and the Republicans held firm, other states would probably do the same thing. If he ended up giving in to some of the demands, some of the major demands, then this whole movement would kind of collapse. Do you feel now that you and the governor have essentially won the major fight in this debate that we will see similar things around the country?
I don't live in other states. I hope other people take Governor Walker's lead. I know the easy thing to do, either on a local level or a federal level, with regard to Washington, is to balance the budget by raising taxes and to never question the level of government spending. If we don't do that, our country is lost. So I think it's important not only for Wisconsin, but for the entire nation, that people do not get recalled because they said no to spending.
And last question, I take it that there's quite a bit of relief on both sides that the layoffs have been rescinded now?
Right. I think that's good for individual state employees. No question about it. The whole point of Governor Walker doing this is so we wouldn't have layoffs.
Sir, it's certainly been a major political drama. Thank you for joining us a number of times to help us understand it better.
Thank you much.
Thank you, sir. Wisconsin Republican State Senator Glenn Grothman representing his state's 20th Senate District. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily.